In the Gospel today, we read that our Lord went with his Holy Mother to the marriage feast of Cana, and Our Lady said to our Lord that the family had run out of wine. And when our Lord said to her that his hour had not yet come, this sounded like he was saying no, he was not going to get involved. But St. John Chrysostom says that he had already granted Our Lady's request. And Our Lady understood this, which is why she said to the waiters to do whatever our Lord told them to do. The Gospel today shows us Our Lady's power to obtain from God the graces that we need, and also how compassionate she is in wanting to help us in all of our necessities. We really need to have an understanding of how powerful Our Lady is. And the saints give us a lot of information about this. St. Bonaventure says that the prayers of Our Lady are always heard. So we have to wonder, why is this? The answer that St. Antoninus gives us is that she is the Mother of God. Just as any good son obeys what his mother asks of him, our Lord is the perfect son. And so when she asks him something, he treats it like a command. He is perfectly obedient. Our Lady has a different relationship with God from the other saints and the rest of creation. Other people are like the servants of God, but Our Lady is God's mother. And our Lord loves his mother very much, so he gives her whatever she asks. And our Lord is God, so he is all-powerful. Therefore, if he does everything that Our Lady asks him to do, it's almost like that he has given his divine power to his Holy Mother to use for whatever she wants. St. Bridget once heard our Lord talking to his mother, and he said to her, "Ask from me whatever you want, because your request will not be in vain." And our Lord said to St. Bridget that Our Lady refused him nothing when he was on earth, and so he will refuse nothing to her now that she is in heaven. And St. George tells us that our Lord considers himself under almost a sort of obligation to Our Lady, because she gave him his human nature as his mother, and he gives her everything that she wants in gratitude for that. St. Methodius says very beautifully that we are all in debt to our Lord for so many things. But our Lord, in a way, is in debt to Our Lady for being his mother and giving him his human nature. And he tells her to rejoice for this. So, therefore, anyone who is in the state of sin, for example, should pray to Our Lady with sincere amendment of his life and have confidence that she will save him by her prayers. He says that Our Lady has insuperable power, so that our sins are not able to overcome her mercy. And St. Peter Damian says there is nothing impossible for Our Lady, and that she can bring even the worst sinners to repentance by getting them the grace to repent. When St. Gabriel appeared to Our Lady to tell her that she would be the Mother of God, he said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God." So therefore, if we want to recover sanctifying grace, especially if we have lost it, let us ask Our Lady for it, who has found grace, and she will never lose grace. The angel said that she had found grace, meaning not just for herself, but for all of us sinners too, especially people who have lost it. And we can get it back with her help. Cardinal Hugo makes a little bit of a joke about this. He says that we should say to Our Lady that when someone finds something, they have to give it back to its owner. And if Our Lady has found grace, it doesn't belong to her, because she always had grace to begin with. It is our grace that she has found, and we have to ask her to give it to us. God said to St. Gertrude that all the graces that we ask through the intercession of Our Lady will be given to us. She had a vision in which she saw our Lord saying to Our Lady that everyone, or rather saying to St. Bridget that Everyone who asks for mercy through Our Lady's intercession with the intention of fixing their lives, that is very, very important, that condition, they will receive sanctifying grace. The saints teach that if everyone in heaven asked for a favor from God and Our Lady wanted the opposite favor, God would hear the request of Our Lady and He would refuse what everyone else in heaven wanted. The reason for this is that God certainly loves Our Lady more than He loves all the other saints in heaven combined. So Saint Bernard tells us that we have to ask for help from Our Lady because she will not be refused. But Our Lady is not only very powerful in obtaining help for us from God, she also really wants to help us. We can just look at the gospel today. She's at this celebration and the people run out of wine. Nobody there apparently even asks Our Lady for help or for any sort of consolation. But it is enough for her to see these people's pain and distress. She can't help but being compassionate and wanting to help these people, even over something rather trivial, even to the point of asking her son to work a miracle in order to help them out. If Our Lady would voluntarily go this far out of her way to help people that didn't even ask her for help to begin with, in something so trivial, what will she not do for someone in dire need, dire spiritual distress, who comes and asks her for help? Not only this, but Our Lady is not here on earth anymore. She is now in heaven. And if she was so compassionate for people when she was on earth, how much more compassionate is she now that she is in heaven? She can't bear to see anyone suffer without wanting to help them. This is why St. Peter Damian says that Our Lady loves us with an invincible love. All of the saints had a tremendous love for Our Lady, but it was nothing in comparison with the love that she had for them. That is why she prayed so hard for their salvation and for their welfare. St. Augustine points out that all the saints in heaven have great power to help anyone that asks for their help. But Our Lady is the most powerful of all the saints, and therefore she is the one who wants to help us the most. But we might wonder, how would she want to help us, who are so wretched and sinful? And Our Lady answers this in a revelation she gave to Saint Bridget. She told Saint Bridget that she doesn't regard the iniquities of the sinner that asks for her help, but she only looks at the disposition with which the person is asking for help. If even a great sinner comes to her with a firm purpose of amendment and the intention to repent of his sins, that is important, Our Lady will receive that sinner and fix his problem and bring him to salvation. In the Old Testament, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Our Lady is called a fair olive tree in the plains. The olive tree produces olive oil, which is something sweet and nourishing. In the same way, the only thing that comes from Our Lady is grace and mercy. Then she says, she stays in the plains, as it says, in order to help those down in the lower parts of creation here on earth who need her help. Or also in the Old Testament, there were five cities of refuge for where people who committed various types of crimes could go and avoid punishment. But it was only certain offenses that were qualified for this immunity. But Our Lady is a place of refuge for every sinner. No matter what his crime is, everyone can go to her and find mercy if they are willing to abandon their sins. Saint Bernard says, why should we be afraid to approach Our Lady? She is all sweetness and clemency, and in her there is nothing austere or terrible or frightening. Saint Bonaventure says that when he would turn to Our Lady for help, he saw mercy itself receiving him. And Our Lady said to Saint Bridget, wretched is he who can come to me to receive mercy and does not come. Every sinner who has the ability to go to Our Lady for help during his life, who is able and willing to help him, and he fails to do so, will be miserable for all eternity because he will lose his soul. St. Peter warns us about the devil, that he is like a roaring lion going around looking for whomever he may devour. But in a similar way, in a good way, Our Lady is always going around looking for whom she can save. She brings our petitions to God, and she comes to help us even before we ask for her help. She is so full of love towards us that she can't stand to see our miseries without trying to help us. So whenever we have any sort of need, we should always ask Our Lady for help, and she is certainly always ready to help us. But at the same time, we have to be the ones to go to her to ask her for help. And in fact, she is offended when we fail to do this. She is displeased with us, not only when we commit sin, obviously, but also when we don't ask for her help. Now, we have to practice devotion to Our Lady as well. This is extremely important. If we want her to help us, we have to give honor to her too. And there are various things that we should do in order to honor Our Lady. First of all, and most importantly, is that we have to say her rosary every single day. That is her favorite prayer. And that is what she has asked for the most and the most frequently when she communicates to the human race. Like at Fatima, she appeared and said people have to say the rosary. It is a good practice to fast on Saturday in her honor too, and to honor her on her special feast days during the year. We should say the Angelus every day, the prayer that tells us about the Annunciation. We should say it morning, noon, and night, and say just also the Hail Mary during the day. When we, for example, when we hear the clock take the hour, or if we see an image of Our Lady in our home, or when we leave our house or come back, and or on any other occasion of the day when we have a chance to just say a short prayer. We should say her litany every day too. We should also keep an image of her in our home, preferably an image of her in the main rooms in our house. We should also wear her scapular every day without exception. And we should ask her very often for her help. In the morning, we should say 3 Hail Marys to ask her to preserve us from sin during the day. And anytime we are tempted to sin, we should call on her for help. If we want to overcome any temptation, all we have to do is say the holy names of Jesus and Mary. And if the temptation continues, as long as we keep saying the 2 holy names, we will overcome. St. Bonaventure says that Our Lady is the salvation of everyone who invokes her, and nobody can ever be lost who is a true servant of Mary, who is truly devoted to her and truly tries to amend his life, and to live a holy life and always invokes her with confidence. Such a thing is impossible because it could only happen if Our Lady would be either unable or unwilling to help him. But both of those things are completely impossible. Our Lady is powerful enough to help all of her servants, and she always wants to do so as well. There are countless proofs of this, but we only have to look at one example, which is the example of St. Mary of Egypt. St. Mary of Egypt lived a very sinful life for many years, till one day she wanted to enter a church in Jerusalem for the Feast of the Holy Cross. But God would not allow her to enter the church. There was an invisible force preventing her from going through the door. And she understood the meaning of this, that she was unworthy to see the Holy Cross and enter the church because of her sins. When she realized this, she looked around and she saw an image of Our Lady in the wall of the church above the door. And she prayed and recommended herself to Our Lady's help. And most importantly, she promised to repent of her sins. And as soon as she prayed, she tried again, and then she was able to enter the church. And she went in and went to confession and received absolution. And she left the church that day, and she went and she became a hermit. She lived in the desert for 47 years and is now a great saint. That is the power of Our Lady's prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.